From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia's parole board will meet next week to consider whether to grant clemency to a man facing execution. Scotty Morrow's execution date is scheduled for May 2nd. He was convicted of killing two women nearly 25 years ago. The State Board of Pardons and Paroles has scheduled a closed-door clemency hearing for the 52-year-old for next Wednesday. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. As the National Prescription Drug and Heroin Abuse Summit wraps up today, attendees are talking about where to go from here in addressing the opioid crisis. President Trump and the First Lady were in Atlanta yesterday to share their thoughts. GPB's Robert Jimison was there.
President Trump provided an update on what his administration has done to address opioid abuse since declaring a public health emergency in 2017. He touted more access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone and highlighted the coordinated effort between the White House and Congress. The president also talked about the importance of border security to stop drugs from entering the country, prescription take-back programs, and increased funding for medication-assisted treatment programs. He received a standing ovation when he talked about the role faith community plays in battling the opioid crisis.
Critical to this effort is my administration's strong support for faith-based initiatives. America is a nation that believes in the power of prayer and the strength of fellowship, and we believe in the grace of God.
With 130 Americans dying each day from drug overdoses, the president said that his administration has secured $6 billion in new funding to help fight the epidemic over the next 2 years. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.
The first round of the NFL draft is taking place tonight in Nashville. The Atlanta Falcons will be looking to add an impact player with the 14th overall selection. Head coach Dan Quinn recently spoke at a pre-draft press conference.
At the end, it's what can this player do for the team? And I think that's where this building really shines during this time of year is the scouts. And not only do they look at who would be the talent for the team, but they also consider who would be the best fit for the team.
Last year, the Falcons used their first-round pick to select Alabama receiver Calvin Ridley, who tied a franchise record with 15 touchdown receptions last year. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're streaming as well.